Hello, Shushu.
Hello.
We are here for a third episode of Couple Talks. We haven't done that in forever. Since it's the third episode, we never do one, but we thought we could do one about our holidays. Mm-hmm. We've been back for a few weeks, but it's been on my list that we do one about what we experienced during our month-long trip in Bretagne and in the UK. So, yeah, I think we can start with this. All the expectations that we have as a couple or as an individual when we go on holidays.
I think this podcast, I can more listen and you can more talk.
That's why I've been looking at him like, he's been like, nodding.
So maybe you can start.
Okay.
I can just, yeah.
Okay. So we had planned, so since it was COVID and all these things, I thought, yeah, let's go on an extended holiday this summer because we don't know how the situation is going to be in the fall, and we both had time at the same time, which also doesn't necessarily always happen. And so we went to Bretagne and to Jersey, an island part of the UK that is only 1 hour from the French coast. And we decided to slow travel, take the train and a billion buses, the ferry, and basically a lot of public transportation, and camp. So the camping we can talk about later. We just talked about how when you go on holiday, there's all this excitement before you go. And then,
especially for you.
Yeah, especially for me.
I'm more like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, because also it's my idea that we go somewhere, because you don't really care about going anywhere. You are fine in your atelier doing your art. I'm also very happy in my office, but I still like to change environments from time to time,
and especially also seeing the ocean.
Exactly.
So
for me, seeing the ocean is very important. Once a year at least I'll make the trip. So there's a lot of excitement and expectations, and then we arrived there, and then it was maybe nice for a few days, and then I think the struggle started for both of us, and we started to, it's not fighting, but it was not nice. And that's what I wanted to talk about, because often I think couples don't share those struggles, and let us know if you are also experiencing struggles when you are on holidays, especially on holidays, because there is this idea that it's all going to be romantic and beautiful, and then sometimes it's not. You can talk.
Ça suffit maintenant.
You can talk.
Okay. Yeah, I guess it's a big part can be that maybe in your everyday life you both have your routine, you have your space, you do your things, and then when you're on holiday all of a sudden you do everything together. Maybe you don't take time for yourself, or you don't take your space, and yeah, until you realize it's too much, or you didn't have this the space that you normally have, the time you have for yourself, or the things you do to recharge you. And I think that's also a big part when in public transportation. I notice there's so many foreign people, and also at places, that's what I notice for me, that when there's lots of foreign people, it's rather draining.
So foreign in the sense of people you don't know.
Yeah.
But even if it would be people you know, right? When you're with people too long, And it's
I think it's just big groups. Maybe it's also a personality thing. Some people cope with it. But I notice maybe it's when you're a bit more sensitive or you can, whatever.
Let's say we didn't master the skills yet to
maybe
to travel by train or to go through train stations without being affected by all the energies of other people. I know it's possible to master that, but we're not there yet. So for you, it was the space, and also all this time that we spend together, and that in our everyday life we actually don't spend that much time together, right? We do our things, we meet for meals, and sometimes we do stuff together.
Basically, we have breakfast together, then we do our stuff, and then in the evening we meet again.
Yeah.
C'est tout.
Yeah. Most of the time it's like that, yeah. And it's then quality time because you haven't seen for a while and you want to share.
Exactly.
And when you're always together,
there's nothing to share.
You can't.
You only share the space and
the struggles.
The struggle.
The toilet stories. Yeah. That was one thing. But also, so we had a lot of struggles, but also we were just saying it was... We were always finding ways to
For me, basically, it was to notice doing similar like at home. Like, everybody does a bit his thing or her thing. We do our thing. And then we meet in the evening. And, like, I remember that one day I went for a long coastal hike. And you went to a cafe to write. And you even saw dolphins there. And that was... perfect for both of us, you know. And it's really also, maybe there's things you do together, but it's also fine if most things you do your thing. And maybe it's a thing also when you're together for longer, for a couple of years, when you're in a fresh relationship, maybe then you want to spend time all the time. Maybe you can also let us know how it is for you, or if it changed over the years.
Yeah, and I gotta say that I sometimes questioned when we had more fun by ourselves than together. I would question, okay, but is that normal? Are we supposed then to be together and things like that? You didn't ask yourself that. You just knew, no, I need to be alone. It's normal. It's okay.
I mean, I know, for example, when I have my little crisis or my down or whatever you call it, I just want to be alone and figure it out. And maybe it's a man thing also to a big extent. And well, how is it for you when you are down? You don't go in your cave so much.
What cave? There is no cave. It depends. I think women maybe tend to discuss it with their girlfriends. You know, like, or they need to discuss it. But it depends what the problem is, and it depends what the mood is. But not as much as you. Definitely, because when you are in that state of it's anger, I express it, right? I express anger.
Mm-hmm. I'm afraid
you.
When I express it, I just kill people.
Yeah.
You also say that if you would express it, there would be fire. So
no, but I still express it, so you know very much what's going on.
I sometimes do, but. I often think if I express it now, I will just say something destructive or, you know, that hurts you a lot. And then, later I will regret it. And maybe you are less concerned about
hurting you.
Hurting you is the French way, like, just put it out. And maybe I...
Mm.
I'm kind of used to that you're angry.
Yeah.
So I don't take it too personally, and when I'm angry, I feel sometimes you, it's the end of, like, you question the whole relationship, like, yeah, I don't express it so often, so when I express it, it's more severe.
The way you express it is actually by retreating and not talking.
No, not always. Sometimes I'm really angry by talking, but then it's already kind of, yeah, it already built up. So...
yeah, so that was our holiday. A lot of anger for no reason. Apparently, astrology wise, there were some things going on in August, and we definitely noticed that. So it brings us, not really, but let's switch topics to, because you talked about having your space and basically do what you were doing at home. So we know that we both noticed that we could not really express our creativity during that trip because we were out of our routine. Do you agree with that?
Yes. I mean, I brought also some stuff to draw. And, you know, when I was in Indonesia, I was drawing all the time and documenting with drawing. And it really felt, yeah, I was expressing myself in that way.
Yeah.
But somehow on that trip, I was not drawn to draw. I was not, it was not appealing. I was maybe, I don't know if it was resistance to it and to think like, who cares about it? Or it was really... that one part of me just wanted to be at the atelier and work on that project. Because I notice it now,
you just moved into a new atelier.
I mean already in July officially, but then we were away, so since a few weeks I'm in a new atelier in Halmhaus. It's only artists in there, and yeah, it's beautiful. It's a bit more in nature, or there's fields around.
The address is two street. I don't know. Okay.
No, but there's space. There is a lot of sky on top. It's not like before. I had an atelier in the middle of the town, and there was a big house in front of my window. So it was really like this small container. Maybe it was good for the beginning to be with myself, but now it's really expanding in all ways.
Yeah, so you were basically just moving in, and then we went on holiday, and I think for you it felt like not the right timing.
Yes.
To go on holiday because you wanted to be here.
I mean, I had a big project before, and so I thought, yeah, then it's good to have a break. And probably I think it still was good in the up, looking back, it still was good to go out. So now there's a fresh view on many things.
Yeah.
But I think since this project didn't end as I hoped to, you know, I had also high expectations on that. So I couldn't let go completely, you know, mm-hmm. still thinking, I want to mm-hmm. finish this project. Mm-hmm. It was not finished. So I was also a bit still stuck in there.
Stuck here, and you couldn't really enjoy being on holiday at the ocean and having new perspectives and inspiration there.
Yeah, it was, the old thing was not yet finished. And
yeah. And for me, it was also like that for the writing. I had not planned to edit my book because my coach had advised me to take a break with the editing. I still brought I still had my computer, so I still thought maybe I will do it, but most of the time we didn't have electricity or internet. And working in a tent, I mean, yes, we were going to many cafes, but Well, first we had to find a routine in England because cafes were closing at 3:30. So we often arrived and were like, oh, we cannot eat anymore. Often things were just closed. And I think we first needed to really know how things worked there to then feel comfortable or to then even think of working. So also it didn't work for me. I did work in cafes, but I can count the times on a one hand, I think, in Bretagne and in the UK. So yeah, that was it taught me that I need routine for my creative time. And also this dream of, I will talk about it with Mathilde on another podcast, because Mathilde is she's been on the podcast before. She's a digital nomad, and I will talk about it with her, and she will let us know what is a digital nomad and what it actually means, because often I had the dream of being one for years, and then during that trip I realized, actually, it's exhausting to always travel and change places and figure things out at the beginning. And
so maybe the trip was to shatter the dreams also, to be disillusioned. What is it called? Disillusioned?
Yeah, disillusioned. That's the podcast I did when we came back. The week we came back, I had many illusions falling apart, but I already talked about that. But I think it was a little bit that, yeah, that to realize many things. And then I would like to talk about camping.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it was, so I was not, now is the fun part, guys. I'm not used to camp. I never really did it with my family. I did it with my grandparents a couple times, but not with my mom. And I really need comfort in life and my own toilets. That's the part that the sleeping on a mattress, inflatable mattress is okay, and in a tent is okay, it's kind of cozy, but the toilet situation was a bit of
and the shower.
And the shower, but the shower, if I have my flip-flops, it's fine. Because hygiene is also a big one, and I found it at some point. I found it, what's the word that it makes
humiliating?
Humbling. That's you. Yeah, that it makes you humble to camp, because then you see
through humiliation.
Because it makes you the same as other people who are in their pajamas in the morning going to the toilet, or who are doing their dishes next to you. Yeah, it just makes you...
Yeah, I think for me, okay, I went camping with my parents, but then I was a kid, I didn't decide.
But it was a normal thing for many years for you. Your parents still...
I just, just what...
It's normal. You know,
that was the program. And so as a kid, I had no choice, but now I noticed that, like with my atelier and having my morning routine, that yeah, I need a lot of space and time for myself, especially in the morning. I think the first hour is like holy for me, and I don't want
to
see anybody. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to touch you, like nothing. I just want to be alone.
He doesn't want to get touched either, even like a
kiss. It depends. Some mornings is okay, yeah. But mostly I'm this grumpy bear who just, you know, is in its cave and needs to write about it and philosophize about why life. The world is so fucked up and really go through all this shadow themes, I would call it, because I feel in the morning and I'm open to this, whatever you call it, channel to the subconscious or this world where you're also maybe in when you dream a bit. Yeah, I think at some point you're in it when you dream, or you can be in it. And Yeah, with camping, it's just you right away. There's no, you know, you just right away with people, and sometimes they talk to you right away when you get out of the tent.
How dare they?
Yeah, but and in
say
a way,
good morning.
Yeah, and for me, when I go somewhere with a tent, it's like to go in nature, like completely secluded. Like I went for a trip in the north of Sweden, you know, at the Kungsleden, and it was like the most secluded in Europe, so for
that was perfect.
For days there was nobody, it was just walking through the wilderness, and that's the reason why I would go camping, right?
Yeah, so,
but
yeah.
Not to go on a campsite. And so yeah, it's we realize that now, and
we can do better next year. And yeah, maybe not just go on holiday together.
No,
even.
Just for a few days. You know, like, yeah.
Just for a weekend. Let's just go on a weekend trip.
It doesn't need to be, I think it was also too ambitious to go for a whole month. And
yeah, but that was also one of my dreams, you know, to be a digital
I was
nomad
too, exactly,
with you.
I was too much, okay, you know, the whole year we didn't go on holiday, and, you know, maybe then when Corona hits again, traveling is not possible. So it was like, okay, let's really take this time. It might be the only time we will travel this year. So let's make it a longer trip. And so, yeah, in the end, I think we still somehow made it work. But, yeah, I think only 2 weeks would have been easier.
Yeah, and last year we went to Portugal for 2 weeks. And that was...
Was also a struggle.
No, that was okay.
Okay, but still, I think... I think we are both working on our things more because we had an Airbnb.
I think we did a podcast, actually, during that holiday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's true.
No, I think
we're holiday podcast people.
Yeah, I think we fought the least on that holiday because we just got married last year, and I think we were still on the
I think it was kind of our honeymoon.
It was our honeymoon, yeah. So we were a little bit on a high. I was telling everybody that we that we just got married, hoping to get discounts everywhere. They didn't give a shit. They're like, okay, good. Okay, so camping, just different, but it's true that in the morning I was trying to journal in the, because I couldn't sit on the ground anymore, like it was too much of sitting without chairs, and because we didn't have a car, so we didn't have chairs, we had basic things, and
basically nothing. We had a cooker and that's it. Dishes.
And so in the morning I would try not to sit on the ground, or yeah, so I would go in the washing machine room and journal there, kind of standing, and you can be sure after a few minutes there would be someone coming in to either iron something, yeah, there were ironing boards in the camping, to dry their hair, to
ironing the underwear probably.
So yeah, it was a struggle, and so not a lot of creativity has been expressed, and it's okay. And then I would like to talk about, because we went to two different countries, France and England, or UK, and how English people were super nice, like how they are in general, in a good mood, really helpful, and how the French people are, and more like, or even how they talk to their kids, it was, the difference was really crazy. And I think you said that you don't really like the anger or the underlying passive-aggressive tone of French people. How did you call that?
It's not even passive-aggressive. It's right in your face. I think it's not so passive in the end. And it's something where probably as a German or, yeah, one can learn to just express without trying to be nice or filter it. But I feel that sometimes, I don't know what it was exactly. I think it was also in Saint-Malo, it was super touristy. So there were just a lot of people. When I think back, it was just like a lot of people. And yeah, it's not for me. I don't like that. So yeah. I mean, I knew that before that I would not like so too much the touristy places, but yeah. It was more like you wanted to go to these places and I agreed to, and yeah, that's how it goes then.
I mean, that's from the touristy places that the ferry leaves and everything, right? It's in the tourist places that there are trains and, you know, like...
Yeah, but first we had this, or you also found this slow camping that was in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, and yes, then we couldn't get there.
Not just that, but I think also then there wouldn't be nice cafes, there wouldn't be an organic food shop, and that's very important to you. That's what you said.
Yeah.
And
there was nothing, basically.
I think I'd rather have just a basic supermarket and then kind of no people instead of the super hipster place where there's lots of people.
And many food options,
but yeah, then there's also many people. So I think that was a big factor, that on Jersey there were also less people. Mm. And yes, it's true that Jersey is part of UK. It's its own country. It's a bit like Luxembourg, I think.
Monaco.
Yeah, it's another culture. It's maybe, I said that the French, they know, they have a great country, they have great food.
Oh, yeah.
You know, not everything is nice, but many things are very nice. And so they don't need to be friendly, you know, they can just be like, blah, you know?
Well, they were still friendly at the restaurants and everything. Yeah. Not as friendly as the English, and the English,
they... Maybe they somehow know that their food sucks, and the only way to attract people is by being friendly and doing things in a nice way.
So that's his conclusion, and of course it's not. We don't know, but that's a theory we came up with, because the food in England was really like.
It was. It's discussable if it's food at some point.
Yeah, when they ask you if you want brown bread or white bread, for me it's not bread. If you
the brown bread has just some color, like they put just something to color it, but it's the same toast.
Yeah, it's toast bread. So
and it's not toasted even. It's just
then it's not toasted. It's really soft. How dare they? No, but so, yeah, the difference between the English manners and friendliness and the French, like in the UK, on Jersey, they were taking us to hitchhike many times. Okay, no, maybe three times.
But you mean more that they, like, in front of the supermarket, they were kind of fighting who takes us?
Yeah.
Like, one saying, yeah, I take you, I just need to get a couple of things. And then the other one say, yeah, go in this direction. And so...
So, let's explain that a little bit more in detail. We were... In Jersey, the bus system is really, like, not made for tourists. And... So sometimes we had to hitchhike because the next bus would be in 1 or 2 hours. So there were two people. We were on a supermarket parking lot and we asked, and everybody knows everybody there because it's so tiny. And so we asked one person and then he said, oh yeah, I just need to get something in the shop. Do you guys need something? And I was like, we should actually get you something, but no, we're good, thank you. And then there was his friend who was like, oh, I'll take them, I have time. And they were almost fighting on who was going to take us. It was amazing. Yeah, that, but I think it's also a special island.
But at some point you even said it was too much, no?
Yeah, because for me as a French, it's really... You know, when they say thank you so many times.
They even say thank you when you ask them a question, kind of.
Well, when they take your order at the restaurant, they say thank you when you give your order.
And no, but sometimes they even said thank you when I asked them something.
Oh, yeah?
It was, yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy. And the way they were talking to their kids, like even, you know, like in the shower, worst time, because the kid doesn't want to take a shower or whatever. No, it was all good. Like it was, yes, mommy, mommy. And they replied so nicely. And I was like, wow. And I wonder why? What happened that the French are like that? Always grumpy, and the English are not. Yeah. So we don't know the answer, actually. I didn't do any research on that.
Yeah, you can tell us if you know.
If you know.
So we can solve the mystery.
Yeah. And then I also wrote something that you say from time to time, because I tend to say, ah, I would like to live at the ocean. I still want to do this, but... Or wouldn't it be nice to live in a tropical country or something like that? And then you say, well, actually, the real luxury is to be able to be in a variety of environments, meaning travel to places for a certain time and then come back and see some another scenery.
Yep. And what I noticed is this in comparing with holidays. Because when I used to travel, I always go either for a project or like, oh, to travel with a bicycle, you know, to really do a trip and so get to know the culture and not just be there as a tourist. And I think that's also why this trip was for me not as enjoyable, because I always felt like a tourist. Mm. I mean, in Jersey, it was already different because there's less people, and yeah, I met some locals, and then it really changed. I think the moment I met some locals and they invited me, I really felt less as a tourist, because
it was the first day, huh? Just so, yeah. You know.
Yeah, but I think really that's what I mean, like going somewhere and then yeah, really connecting with the culture, because otherwise.
And having a specific reason to go there.
Yeah, like, I used to go and work in projects, and now what I would do differently, I would kind of have a project that I would co-create or initiate, like, not just be the employee of this, but, like, for now, for one art project, I'm the one who has the vision or the idea, and yeah, for that, go somewhere.
Mm. So we're not gonna do holidays.
Yeah, you just want to eat. Yeah, you just want to have fun and do nice things, and that's also fine. But no, I would not do that longer than a week.
No. I also used to travel the same way as you, either to study or work or something like that for a year, 6 months, 6 weeks, whatever. But I also like to. Yeah, I could go for a month. I used to teach yoga also when I would go even just for a month in Bali or something, but I would not mind now just chilling for a month.
In Costa Rica.
For example.
No.
Yeah?
Yeah, and the other thing is I do say change environments, but I think I maybe even more mean to, like, now we both have our office in Atelier. And to be able to change from being home, then being at your atelier, being for a trip in nature. So I think it's more this than to be stuck in one place.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, really whatever, sometimes it needs to be, I need to be a lot in my atelier. Sometimes there's a day where I really need to move a lot. I think that's for me luxury when I can decide, you know what, I need that day,
mm-hmm.
like need to go to nature or need to move. Or I really notice, yeah, I need to do my art. Like, that's why, yeah, at the moment I really notice I need to find a routine to do my sculpture projects, that they take more time, they take more persistence. Because without a routine, it's not possible to do, yeah, to do things that are more long-term. Like you with the book, right?
Yeah.
Like it really takes
you need space. So much. I need space a lot. Like space in the sense of not necessarily, I mean, in my office, there's nothing on the desk, right? I know you cannot imagine that because at home...
You're the pilot at home.
Because at home... There's a lot of stuff, but
a lot of piles,
organized piles. But
yeah, but only for you, it's organized.
Yeah, of course. To the untrained eye, it's not recognizable.
Yeah, so you're the genius who rules the chaos. I'm just, I don't know. I just need order because otherwise it drives me crazy.
Yeah, but so and in my space there is a lot of space, even though it's not that big, but somehow it's pretty clean. So I have the space, but also I need space in my schedule in terms of not meeting too many people, doing many different things. I cannot, for example, well, actually this is changing, but it's better for me to have a lot of time, huge blocks of time, to focus on one thing rather than just scheduling one little hour to edit the book and then do a billion other things around that hour. For me, that does not work. So, yeah, we need a routine, but also I think this... I think we could have still... It was a great lesson that we could not live in the moment, really, because we were thinking of all the things that...
You mean during holidays?
Yeah, during the holidays, because we were not accepting the present moment, you know? We were wishing that either it was different or that we were home already. We were so happy to go, to go home, actually. That's the first time this happens to me, that I'm happy to... go back home.
Feels good for that. To appreciate home more.
Yeah, and to... On the one hand, it's good, but on the other, yeah. I don't know. Anything else to add?
I mean, other things could be for another podcast, I think. No?
Yeah. It's good for today. Let us know if you too struggle in your relationship when you're on holiday, or if it's the contrary for you, and for you the holidays are really a break in your everyday life, and then you feel relaxed and at peace or joyful.
Voila. Then I think that's all for now.
That's it for today. Thank you for listening. Enjoy and your life. And see you next year for episode 4.
Or you have some topics that are really interesting and you want us to talk about. Yeah. Maybe earlier.
Yeah. Let us know.
Bye.
Bye.